abuse cases seen in decades. Jurors were told members posed as witches and wizards, while primary school aged children were subjected to prolonged attacks. Our reporter Connor Gillies at Glasgow High Court says there's been little sign of remorse.
The accused have sat in the dock. They have been laughing and joking. They have been sighing at times as well around some of the evidence that was heard.
Rishi Sunak's new cabinet has met for the first time after yesterday's big reshuffle. David, now Lord Cameron, is back at the table, having been appointed Foreign Secretary. Experts who advise ministers say a chickenpox vaccine for children should be available on the NHS. The Health Secretary will make a final decision on recommendations. 12 and 18-month-olds are given jabs. Two more people have come forward to the BBC with allegations against Russell Brand since a review was launched into his behaviour 2 months ago. He's always denied claims against him. Gun salutes have been fired to mark the King's 75th birthday, including at the Tower of London.
Run! Run!
Charles will be spending the day at two royal events. He's launching the Coronation Food Project, which aims to bridge the gap between food waste and need, and he'll host a reception at Buckingham Palace, highlighting the work of nurses and midwives, as the NHS is also 75 years old. And there's some good news for fans of Taylor Swift, especially if you missed out on tickets for next year's Eras Tour. She's added two extra UK dates for London's Wembley Stadium, August the 19th and August the 20th. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Victoria. Oh, showers are supposed to ease off this afternoon. I don't know you call them showers. It's absolutely been chucking it down. We're going to have a gentle breeze and a high of 12, but certainly we should expect a dry, clear night ahead, resulting in the temperature falling back from 12 to around 7 degrees by dawn. And I'm pleased to say that tomorrow should be a dry, bright day with a good deal of sunshine. But we'll have to see. For all that, the thermometer won't get above 10 degrees. And looking further ahead, we can expect outbreaks of mainly light rain on Thursday and sunny periods on Friday before more rain returns on Saturday for the weekend. But there'll be a little overall change in temperature throughout. So there you are.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. Another track from their new album, Hackney Diamonds. And that's Mess It Up, which is probably designed to talk about this show. Anyway, it's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills will be returning to tell us about Wooden Walter Hall. But first time, it's time for music and a bit of magic from Apollo Junction.
This wonderland. I've been living in a daydream, daydream, calling a scream, and I'm hoping maybe, maybe it's got to be you and me.
Just a quick reminder that until Thursday, the 30th of November, the Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition is on at the Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close, here in Brentwood. Now, the exhibition is open at the following times: Mondays, 7 till 9pm, Wednesdays, 10am to 12 noon, Thursdays and Fridays, 7 to 8pm, Saturdays, 5 to 6pm, and Sundays, 11:30am to 3pm. So it's not open today, but you've got all those other times to go. show there. Members Bar is going to be available for exhibition viewers as a total free entry as well, and you can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, BrentwoodArtSociety.com. That's BrentwoodArtSociety.com. And also got to remind you that on Saturday, the 18th of November, there's a fire walk going to be taking place at Green Barn Farm Cafe on the A130 at Benfleet. Now, this is in aid of brain injury charity Headway, I should say. I think the thing has been slightly miswritten here. Anyway, so Headway. And it seems to me that although it's on for a brain injury, it's more likely that you're going to need an injury to your feet, so you might do to think about that. Anyway, that's happening at Green Barn Farm Cafe on the A130 at Benfleet this coming Saturday, the 18th of November. And as I say, you can get more information by going to their website, headwayessex.org.uk. That's headwayessex.org.uk. And you can get information of this and many other events taking place by just going to our website, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events. Right now, getting back to your heart, it's Delta Goodrum.
Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
this little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
This overload.
Oh,
Alfie Zappacosta there, gonna go the loaded. That was specially recorded for the 1987 film Dirty Dancing, which is a bit strange given that the film was set in 1963, when the song certainly did not exist. But seemingly, when Baby was looking back to 1963 from 1987, so the track became one of the biggest selling tracks of the 1980s. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. But right now, to do the shimmy shimmy, it's Green.
FM travel news.
Right, M11 northbound. We did have an accident between Junction 6 for the M25 and Junction 7 for the A414, which has resulted in a lane being closed. Now, allegedly, it's all been cleared away, but I wouldn't mind betting there's still congestion in the area. And the eastbound track of the A127, one lane is closed at Childeridge Lane due to a collapsed manhole. So the delays are back to the M25 junction. I'm not surprised at the collapsed manhole with all the water we've had. A130 northbound is slow-moving traffic there between the Rettendon Turnpike and Howe Green, the A12 for Junction 17. In Wickford, the A132 Golden Jubilee Way, Nevenden Road is slow there between, that's northbound, between the A127 and London Road, the A129. In Danbury, it's slow-moving traffic there on the main road, the A414 eastbound between Well Lane and Little Baddow East Road. That's Eve's Corner. And also slow-moving westbound between Little Baddow Road, Eve's Corner and Main Road, the A414. Here in Brentwood, it's slow on Ongar Road, the A128 towards the High Street, A1023 at Wilson's Corner. And in Billericay, slow-moving traffic there on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road and Norsey Road. And in Rayleigh, it's slow on the High Street northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange for the A127 and Crown Hill, and also on Crown Hill itself towards the High Street. And, we still have those 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingate, Stone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And just noting that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions through Ingate, Stone. And just to the south of Brentwood on the A128, there's three-way traffic control close to the junction with Orchard Avenue and Hogarth Avenue. That could hold you up. And gas main work on Eagle Way and Essex Way. And also on the A1023 Shenfield Way, very close to Shenfield at Mill Hill. So there's a fair bit going on. But I'm delighted to say that I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. And, of course, Joe will have an update for you at around about 25 past three. But at 2:29, you are fully up to speed. Now, yesterday when I was doing the World War I feature, I had intended to finish it with this song from Bob Dylan. But when I went to play it, the thing had disappeared. And I've now discovered why. So anyway, we'll play it for you today. It's Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, this week I seem to recall you're off to Woodham Walter Hall.
Yes, indeed. Woodham Walter Hall, a couple of miles from Malden in Essex. Nothing really to see there now, because the hall, which was a very impressive building in its day, built during the 1500s, is no more. Although, having said that, on the site many years ago were found gold coins, some silver coins and some jewellery, said to date from round about 700 BC.
Crikey.
So there's obviously been a settlement in the area for many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years going back. But Woodham Walter Hall is perhaps best known for being one of the places where Queen Mary the First, Bloody Mary, as she's known to you and I, sought refuge when her life was threatened during the turbulent times after the death of Henry VIII, when the country was switching between the Roman Catholic faith and the Protestant faith, and Mary was afraid for her life.
Yeah.
The hall was a magnificent building connected with the Earls of Essex and the Fitzwalter family, another well-known Essex family, the Fitzwalters. It's said that the hall was eventually demolished round about the 1700s, when the family who were living in it at the time, who I believe were the Fitch family, decided that they wanted to move to Danbury Park.
Oh.
And so they gave up the hall, and the hall was demolished. It is still possible, if you visit the site, just off of Oak Hall Road, it's quite possible to sort of imagine that you see the outline of a grand manor house, but there's nothing really to see. Another local legend attached to Woodham Walter Hall is that Queen Mary's loyal retainers met there to plot how they could smuggle her out of the country if necessary, and get her across the sea to safety in Holland if her life was threatened.
Seems a bit drastic to pull the hall down just because you're moving, doesn't it?
It does, but this did happen. Sometimes these halls were pulled down and the building materials were recycled in other buildings elsewhere.
Oh, see, there you are. You learn something new every day.
You do, you do.
All right, thank you very much. And where are you off to next week then?
Next week, I'm off to the George Pub.
Oh, mine's a pint.
Absolutely, mine too.
Okay, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Margaret. Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98 FM.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me and all other people with nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. One of the things that I wanna say just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning, I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my off of you.
That kicked off the Love Zone for this hour. And that was Phil Hendricks and Love Me Always, a song we don't hear nearly too much. And this is Queen.
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
FM.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With B-Fibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Fun Radio! It's a read! Yes, indeed! Number one!
Thank you.
Jackson 5 there, and I want you back. And keeping things bright now, it's Marmalade. There and keeping things bright. Whatever you do, though, don't drop their record on the floor because it probably end up the wrong way up. Anyway, here's Mr. Put It Down. Ricky Martin and Pitbull getting together.
Now, first of all, come on, baby, take it off. Come on, baby, break me off. Then she says she loved the fact that Pitbull's such a dog. It's simple, baby, I ain't picky. Only rule of mine is no hiccups. Remember, lust can get tricky. It's Mr. Worldwide and Ricky.
I'm not trying to get in your head. And I'm not trying to push your limits. Cause I just want to make you feel special. A little fun, little love, little dancing. Who has a lifetime, baby? We got the night right now. When you see what I'm planning, you're gonna call me Mr. Put It Down.
Baby, give me that, give me that, I give you that, give you that. Baby, give me that, give me that, I give you that, give you that. Baby, give me that, give me that, I give you that, give you that. Baby, give me that, give me that, I give you that, give you that.
Recognize from miles away that you don't wanna be alone. But ain't nobody looking like you do to me. So tell me how to turn you on. Hey, hey, hey. I'm not trying to get in your head. And I'm not trying to push your limits. Cause I just wanna make you feel special. A little fun, little love, little dancing. It's a lifetime, baby. We got the night right now. When you see what I'm planning, you're gonna call me Mr. Put It Down.
Baby, give me that, give me that. I give you that, give you that. Baby, give me that, give me that. I give you that, give you that.
to the BB to the U double the L. I'm so hot, I'm hotter than hell. Now baby, turn around for Mr. Put It Down. Went from the block to the yacht to the G4 down in DR. Jet took a detour, not from Maryland, but when it comes to women, there can always be more. Get it, be more. Tupac, no, but I get around. Baby, nice to meet you, Mr. Put It Down.
Hola, oh my, where'd you come from? Oh, I know how to pick the right one. I got my spot, girl.
Ricky Martin and Pitbull there, Mr. Put It Down, just about wraps it up for me. Scott Ross had today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you once again next Monday at the same time. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St. Francis Hospice will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Simple Minds, but from me, bye-bye.
Inside his head. Oh, did I dream, or did I dream you spoke to me? You woke me with a solstice kiss. You woke me up.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.